Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, it's planting season, and that means the Laguna Foundation's having their open house and a native plant sale by the CNPS Milo Baker chapter. So I'm here with Allison Titus, Community Education Program Manager for the Laguna de Santa Rosa Foundation. Good morning, Allison.
Hi, thanks.
And I'm also here with I'm also here with Liz Parsons, who is with the Milo Baker chapter of the California Native Plant Society, and she's the plant sale chair. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining me. Allison, maybe you can kind of give us an overview of this event, which is taking place October 12th at the Laguna Environmental Center, please.
Yeah, this is the first year that the California Native Plant Society Milo Baker chapter is having their native plant sale at our shared nursery on our Laguna Foundation site. So we are making it a big event, and we are also having an open house to accompany that plant sale. The plant sale itself is from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock p.m., and the open house is from 10 to 3. And it just is going to be a big celebration all about native plants. You can go and buy plants for your home at the native plant sale, and then you can come to Heron Hall to learn all about where you should put them and how to take care right. of them. We will be having a lot of educational displays in Heron Hall, and we will also be having a mini speaker series throughout the day as well.
Excellent. Liz, maybe you could tell us a little bit more about the Milo Baker chapter of the society and native plants.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think the California Native Plant Society, Milo Baker chapter, was organized in 1972 and named after one of the premier botanists of the North Coast, Milo Baker. At the time that we were organized, several of his students were still alive, and so they wanted to name it after their mentor. So we have been having plant sales ever since, and this is our 48th annual, and I have been the chairperson for 40 of those years.
Wow.
And so it's been a wonderful experience for me. And for 40 of those years, we were at the Santa Rosa Vets Memorial in Santa Rosa. This year, we are moving for the first time to our new facility at 900 Sanford Road off of Occidental, in there, the new Shade House, which we share with the Laguna Foundation. And we're really looking forward to selling our plants because we have some beautiful plants. And one of the reasons that we built this Shade House is to produce disease-free plants. There's a lot of a fungus called Phytophthora, which is responsible for sudden oak death as well as other problems in the landscape. And so it is our aim, and we have had success growing plants that are free of the Phytophthora disease.
Wow, sounds like a great partnership between the Native Plant Society and the Laguna Foundation. That's great.
I agree.
Awesome.
Yes.
I'd love to hear a bit more about some of the other activities going on at Heron Hall on October 12th. Allison, if you've got, who's the speaker going to be that we're going to have?
We have three featured speakers, actually.
Perfect.
The first one is at 11 o'clock a.m., and that will be Steve Swain talking on what's wrong with fire-safe plant lists. He's the environmental horticulture advisor for the UC Cooperative Extension in Marin County, and he'll have a lot of great information about some of the myths with fire-safe plant lists. Next up is at noon, we'll have April Owens talking about designing the California garden, resilient landscapes for the future of Sonoma County. And then at 1 o'clock p.m., our final speaker will be Candace Gilmore, and her talk is Fostering a Network of Interdependence, Native Plants for Native Pollinators. So kind of giving, we've got a good spread of different topics that all relate to native plant gardening and native plant landscaping.
Perfect. I love it. What are some of the other things that the foundation's been doing this fall? And maybe you can kind of give us an overview of some of the work that the foundation does in general.
The Laguna Foundation does a lot of different things. I am a part of the education department, so I plan events like these ones, and it's been a really busy fall for me with all kinds of different events. But besides that, it is planting season for restoration as well, too.
Great. Well, head on out to the Laguna Foundation, 900 Sanford Road, off Occidental Road. That's Saturday, October 12th. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. is when you can get those native plants. And check out the space if you've never been there before. It sounds like a great chance to just kind of explore. Again, I'm Charlie Swanson. This is the Sonoma Spotlight.